This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Police officer down. Those are the three words we're hearing all too often right now. And yet, the woke fake news media likes to do things completely differently. As you know, they like to pour gasoline on a fire. So too does our former president, our current president, Barack Obama, in case you wondered who the former president is. We have a couple of them out there. Police officer down. It is just shocking. But it's true, the number of cops killed in the line of duty has jumped almost 100% in the last year. Defunding police, reforming police, transforming policing, stripping them of legal protections. The woke culture means it's a dangerous time for all of us. My buddy Greg Kelly is fighting back. We got to get him on this week because he has a great series going on Newsmax TV. It's called Cops Under Fire. It's a special series. And it gets to the real threats to the police, but ultimately to us, those who are supposed to be protected. I love Newsmax TV. Just love it. Have you watched it yet? Newsmax TV is just, they stand up for our brave men and women. So watch Cops Under Fire tonight with Greg Kelly. And if you don't have Newsmax on your cable systems, call them and tell them you want it. And if you don't, you're going to cut the cord. Because you can cut the cord, you know. Because Newsmax TV is free on most smart TVs, the Roku, the Pluto, the Zumo, the YouTube, and millions have already downloaded the free TV app on their smartphones. You can watch it anytime. Fourth highest cable news channel in America, Newsmax is real news for real people. We did invite Midco to come on the program and give us some explanation of their decision process. Is Newsmax being evaluated? Are they going to come on? What's the deal? And we're told they're talking. So I guess they're going to
bonus. At least they're talking.
That is the bonus. I guess they're going to stop using that excuse too. That says, "Well, we're on the Dish Network." Newsmax is on the Dish Network, so there's competitive things, and we can't. We have agreements where they have exclusive. I'm like, well, they're on every other Dish Network, so maybe they're going to drop that.
Well, they're on DirecTV, so that doesn't, you know, that's moot.
I get Newsmax right now on Roku. And it works just fine. I set it up with my little elliptical that I use, well, one day out of 50 now, I think I use that. Otherwise, I've got it in Newsmax on an app, and I've got it also in the house. And watched Greg last night, and just on demand, so easy, you can watch it live or you can watch it on demand. I'm telling you, folks, it'll change your life. You won't shout at the TV anymore. It's much easier. Much, much easier. Anyway, Midco's a good company, good people there. We're going to give them time to make the right decision, and if they do, I will uncut the cord. Can you do that? I don't know. I'd have to ask a doctor.
Splice it back together?
I think you can uncut the cord. And I would do it with Midco if they come to their senses. But it's long past time. Don't give me excuses. Just figure the dang thing out. Okay? Just figure the dang thing out. Man alive. Let's go to Matthias on the road. And John and Fargo on the Chauvin trial. And we'll get Brandon House in here from Worldview Weekend. Hey, Matthias, what's on your mind? You're next.
Yeah, I guess on this trial, I really don't believe that you can have a fair trial with jurors anymore because people figure out who these people are, and they're afraid to give an innocent verdict because they're afraid what's going to happen to them.
Well, exactly. Look what happened to that officer. What's her name? The woman from that was involved in the other officer-involved shooting? Number one, she's tried to kill herself. Number two, she had to evacuate her family. They got chains and fences and things around her house. I mean, I don't know that I could operate in that model. You know, what is beyond reasonable doubt is up to me. It's up to me to decide.
I just don't believe you can have a fair trial anymore the way things are because people will put your name out there if they don't agree with your opinion, and then people just go after you.
Yeah,
That's what I thought, so.
No, you're right. You're right, Matthias. That's a very important part of this because they're human beings on this jury. They're in Minneapolis, and look, everybody knows who they are thanks to the Minneapolis Star Tribune that literally put their profiles out there. And you'd have to be an imbecile not to be able to figure out, do I work with this person? Do I live next to this person? Everybody's going to know who they were, which, by the way, was more jury intimidation, if you ask me. Before the trial ended, before the verdict, they put that out. So if we should reform anything, we should reform, look, let's just say any officer-involved shooting should never, the trial should never be held in the community or even the state in which it happened. You can't possibly get away from tainting the jury. Can't do it.
No, they should have had that trial out of state.
I agree with you, Matthias. John and Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, and you guys were just talking about exactly what I was going to talk about. You know, I'd have had a hard time serving on that jury without, you know, looking at the way the media treats things nowadays. You know, again, even if I had my doubts on a couple of the charges and said, well, he's innocent of this, innocent of this, but he is guilty of this. Because, yes, we can all agree, watching, you know, what occurred, that something happened that was an overreach, okay? And it resulted, you know, in George Floyd's death, and that's fine. We're all good with that. But it's the fact that if I found him not guilty on something because the evidence wasn't really there, that someone is going to come burn my house down or beat the hell out of me or try and kill me in public, you know, I can see where that intimidates a jury, you know, because we look back even at Ferguson, you know, the officer there was cleared of all charges, yet they tried to burn the village down, and that guy had a hell of a time trying to find a job even in a small town where people didn't immediately recognize him and go right after him again.
You are as well right. I mean, there's so many facets to this. And meanwhile, the reaction from Joe Biden and Merrick Garland is to do what? It's to say,
well, that didn't even matter.
Police
Waters tried to stir it up further.
Well, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Riot in the streets. Riot. Get in the streets. Get in the streets. You know,
look, this is what we want to accomplish. And now we know how to accomplish it. We just burn the damn village down. We harass. We intimidate. We threaten. We do whatever it takes. Even when we're not in the right, because we're going to change everything our way, the way we want it exactly, lock, stock, and barrel, without having to cooperate or get along with anyone else. I mean, it's just,
have you ever,
to me, it's crazy that the narrative is turning that way in the world.
Ever heard the term, the ends justifies the means? The end justifies the means? In other words, I'm trying to get to a point, and it really doesn't matter how I get there and whether it's ethical, legal, or proper or anything else. I don't care. I'm trying to get to a point. What's that point for them? I'd ask you to think about that today. What are
so
they trying to get to?
So what you're saying is it's okay to be a bully if it's justified because of what you're trying to accomplish.
And if you don't want police departments and you don't want law and order, however you get there, it doesn't matter. I mean, there's no rule. It's like relativism. There's no right or wrong. It's what I decide is right or wrong.
It's
a plague on society right now. Brandon House is here. We hooked up with him. Brandon is the host of Worldview Weekend. He also is a very integral part of Mike Lindell's world in launching frankspeech.com, which is under attack big time. And I wanted to start there. Brandon, welcome to the show. How you doing?
Oh, I'm great, Scott. Thank you for having us on.
So what kind of battle are you waging right now?
Well, we've got nation states, literally nation states, coming at the site. You know, they do this to me as well and have for years. So we have a lot of practice with our computer guys fighting this off. Of course, the level of attack Mike Lindell's gotten and is getting far greater than anything I've ever experienced. But we've gotten a lot over the years that we knew how to prepare and how to get ready for this and how to respond. But when you're talking about nation states, and that's what this is in some cases, these are very, very powerful groups and they're very good at what they do. And the fact that we were able to stay up for 48 hours, live stream, and do what we did is absolutely, a victory, absolute victory. We had, in a little over 24 hours, we had over 1 billion page views. 1 billion, as in boy, 1 billion page views. Now think about that. We didn't open up the whole site for everybody to go in all over the site because we wanted our computer team focusing on keeping the page up and being able to live stream and helping the influencers get all their content loaded so that when we did open up for the public to start coming in, we got all this great content, right? So when we say 1 billion page views, that's not like somebody going in and they're hitting 20, 25 pages and going in 25 pages deep. We basically had one or two pages for 48 hours because we wanted to focus on the live stream. We wanted to focus on the message. We wanted them to hear from people who have been taken down, their lives destroyed, their businesses destroyed through the cancel culture, or who've been threatened and physically threatened, death threats, threats on their family for simply speaking truth. So we really wanted to focus on the live stream. We didn't really want them running all over the site. We wanted to wait. So when we say 1 billion page views in 24 hours, those are big, big, big numbers when you realize there's basically only one page. We did over 100 million views in that 48 hours.
That's so phenomenal. Absolute interference is a big part of the reason the attacks are coming. We'll talk with Brandon about that. Again, this guy's seen this movie before. That's why he and Mike Lindell connected up to build something that was censor-proof. Cyber warfare proof, and they're living that battle right now. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
This is Todd. He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of My Plains Apache.
Advanced in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems. Everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives guys to trade. You know, we run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug and play with John Deere controls now too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at HighPlainsApache.com.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
Communities across North Dakota can see big possibilities for education, infrastructure, conservation, and more. The state's oil and natural gas industry is giving us the resources necessary to make them happen. It not only supports local businesses and good-paying jobs, it invests in our communities, and it contributes $2 billion annually in state taxes that fund important infrastructure and improve lives. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation.
Got an oil field truck? Need it clean? ND Truck Wash. Got a hopper? Need it washed out? ND Truck Wash. Got an aluminum tank? You want it like new, clean? ND Truck Wash. They're open 7 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Call 701-628-1550. Get a reservation. You'll wait less than 10 minutes to get in and get her done. 701-628-1550. Right behind Pinnacle, Bakken Central, Highway 2, Stanley, North Dakota. ND Truck Wash. Tell them Scott sent you.
Are you sick of COVID? Tired of hearing, wear a mask, social distance, close your business? That's a major problem in everyone's life. What's the solution? How about 99.9% decontaminated air in every building? How about 99.9% decontaminated surfaces, such as doorknobs, stairway railings, walls, tables, and desks? How about all that decontamination happening in 3 minutes? Safe Air Network does all that. We have the only purification technology that purifies not only the air, but also all the surfaces. Visit SafeAirNetwork.com. That's SafeAirNetwork.com. And check out our technology and equipment now. Or call 503-585-5582 to schedule a free consultation and quote. That's 503-585-5582.
This is the point of the show where I make you hungry, and even if you're listening to the radio, you see Swedish meatballs in front of you.
Oh, yeah.
You see a plate full of lasagna in front of you. And you say, okay, I'm going to drive wherever it takes to have Swedish meatballs or lasagna. And today that would be the big red, white, and blue of Factor Serve USA. You might see a marathon fuel sign. You might see a Senex fuel sign, or you might just see the red, white, and blue of Petroserve USA. All that means is they're smart enough to have several sources so they can get you the best price when you fill up. Unleaded 88 is my choice because it takes care of the oil and gas industry, gets me a better price, the lowest price at the pump, and I get to take care of rural North Dakota, rural Minnesota, rural South Dakota, and those corn farmers, too. So great fuel and great food. Swedish meatballs or lasagna in Valley City today. Swedish meatballs at West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Lasagna at MP Avenue, downtown Fargo. 12th Avenue, I-29. Cheesy scallop potatoes with bacon. Can you just see the bacon right now? Oh, North Dakota made, too. It's Cloverdale. And cod filet in Glendon, or also lasagna for our Minnesota listeners in Yulin, Minnesota today. Petroserve USA, helping America feel better, fuel, and great food, too. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. More with Brandon House of Worldview Weekend and the FrankSpeech.com team. And so, Brandon, where are these attacks coming from, and why are they attacking you? Can you hear me, Brandon?
Hey, sorry, hit the mute button.
Okay, no problem.
Overseas, a lot of them, some here in the U.S., a lot overseas. It looks like some of them are coming out of China and some of those kind of nation states that you would expect, which, again, is very typical. And some of them can be coming right out of those countries. Some of them can run it over there and then use servers over there to hide through and then come back in for their attack. So I would not doubt that some of this is not some of the deep state doing it and routing it through servers overseas and coming back in for – you know, deniability, plausible deniability to hide who they are. So, it's happening at such high, you know, many levels that it'll take our team a while to study the data after they, because right now they're just focusing on keeping the site up. And of course we're also continuing to build on the site. So we have a lot of new features we're going to be rolling out that, you know, Scott, you'll be able to obviously live stream here in the next few weeks. It'll be a live streaming platform for people that are approved influencers like yourself. You know, there's a lot of other cool functions coming, the social media aspect of people commenting, making comments. So we're rolling out in stages with some great functions as the alternative to, you know, YouTube or Twitter or whatever. But we really wanted to concentrate on the live stream. I mean, we put a lot of work into lining up all these great guests. We had you booked, and unfortunately, we had to change the schedule up. I can't remember what happened and why we did, but I know it happened. I think it was because we played Absolute Interference. We kept playing that. We played it yesterday as the premiere, Absolute Interference.
I'm glad you did, by the way, because people need to see it. Every American needs to see it. I have a half-hour interview with General Thomas McInerney that kind of brings Absolute Proof and Absolute Interference together. And there's just no way you can question the credentials of this man. And listen to this half-hour, and if you don't think the election was stolen, you have a lot of learning to do. That's all I'll say.
And by the way, you see last night and the night before, Jimmy Kimmel has spent a lot of time on Frank's Speech. In fact, last night he mentioned frankspeech.com. He promoted it. I mean, he's played all these clips. Now, of course, they have chopped up what we did over the course of 14 hours on the first day and on for almost 14 hours yesterday, or more than 14 hours yesterday. And so they edit it, and they're trying to be funny, and some of it it is funny. Some of it I don't like, though. Some of it I just don't like. I don't know why they, you know, that's one thing we on the right never do. We never, I don't see our side, and certainly I don't. I don't think you do, Scott. I don't see a lot of the folks I run with dehumanizing people. We, and a lot of times we don't even make fun of them. There are times we do, and we get sarcastic. But we never, I don't think most of our people ever cross the line where we start to dehumanize people. And frankly, I'm shocked at some of the things that they will say about Mike Lindell that I think I've warned a few friends this morning already. I said, you know, Mike's a very good sport, but, you know, I also think we also have to realize what it is they're trying to do. They're trying to take the leader of a movement, and that's what he is. He's the leader of a movement. And they're trying to characterize him in order to characterize all of us. And they've tried to do this to so many of us that we're either fascist, we're racist, we're bigots, we're crazy. You know, this is their warfare game. You know, this went on in the Soviet Union. they classified conservatives, or those who oppose communism and the USSR's regime, as mentally unstable, and they institutionalized them. The American Psychological Association last year, you remember, Scott, came out and declared that masculine men were red-blooded, patriotic American men were suffering from toxic masculinity, which was a psychological disorder. What I want people to understand is they're not just attacking us or making fun of us. They are trying to dehumanize us. This is what they also did to the Jews in Germany. They dehumanized them. They made them to seem subhuman. They measured their noses with so-called experts wearing white coats, the experts in their white lab coats, as though this was science, right? To say they're not human, they're subhuman. Why do you do that? Because you characterize, you marginalize, then you terrorize, and then you legalize the terrorizing. And then it became legal to go after the Jews. It became legal to mark their windows with a J or a Star of David. It was then allowed, and the cops and the government took part in smashing their windows on the night of Kristallnacht or the night of broken glass as they destroyed their shops and businesses and burned them to the ground. And that was the beginning of the Holocaust. And people stood by as they literally took people by the trainload full, one after the other, off to so-called camps or work camps where these people never were working. Most of them went right into the showers, into the gas chambers. So what people need to understand is this is more than, oh, let's just make fun of people. And I'm going to talk about this in my show today as well, because I'm very worked up today that people understand what's happening. This isn't, oh, well, let's be a good sport, let them make fun of us. Fine, I can be a good sport. But there's a point in time where you don't cross a point in time, and there's certain things you don't joke about because it's about dehumanizing someone. It's and, about, you know, devaluing who they are as a person.
It is, and it dovetails very, very much into the culture in which we live now, the woke culture in which we live, in which we can't look at people as made in the image and likeness of God. We got to look at them according to the leftist, according to the statist, according to the elected people with an agenda hidden behind all kinds of care for people. They got to be in groups. Black people are oppressed. They because white guy is racist. You know, it's victimhood. It's un-American. And it's certainly not even near how God looks at us, as made in the image and likeness of God. We're supposed to look at everybody else like that. It's crazy, Brandon. You're exactly right.
They have worth because they were created by God. And we don't have to agree with them, but we should value them as individuals created with a soul, created by God. It's just the right biblical thing to do, the Christian thing to do. It's the Judeo-Christian thing to do. I'll tell you something else. Try to make fun of a homosexual today or transgender today or someone else's ideology or politics you agree with.
That's not okay.
You'll be destroyed.
You
can make fun of a white Christian male, that's free game.
All day long. You could have said it better. By the way, frankspeech.com, it's getting better every day, and it's already great. With a billion views yesterday. You can't even make that up. Look for our stuff.
And that was it. Now we're up to 2 billion. 2 billion for the whole 2 days. 2 billion for the whole 2 days.
Unreal.
Oh, a billion just the first 24 hours.
Tioga, a place to grow. A place rooted in small town values and budding with big ideas. A place with a hearty work ethic and energy that shows. Enjoy our new community center, outdoor pool, park and rec activities, thriving schools, state-of-the-art clinic, the nicest general aviation airport in the state, and a vibrant main street where opportunity abounds. Tioga is fertile ground to grow your family, grow your business, grow your career, grow your garden, grow your faith and your community. It's a place to call home, where everybody knows your name, where people still smile and wave. Whether you're passing through or seeking a destination, pop in for a visit. You might just decide to plant new roots. Welcome to Tioga. Come grow with us. Visit the Tioga Chamber of Commerce at tiogand.org.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Derek Chauvin, the fired Minneapolis officer who killed George Floyd, could spend up to 40 years in prison after his sentence in 8 weeks. The average prison sentence on this charge for a defendant like Chauvin, who has no prior criminal record, is 12 and a half years. Chauvin's bail was immediately revoked after the conviction and will remain in jail up to sentencing. The Senate voted 98-2 on Tuesday to confirm Lisa Monaco as Deputy Attorney General for the Justice Department, making her the agency's second highest ranking official. Monaco has experience with cybersecurity issues and is expected to assist with the Biden administration's response to recent cyber attacks against the federal government and U.S. companies. Apple will bring back social media app Parler back to its app store after the iPhone maker pulled it earlier this year, citing radical Americans were using the app to communicate. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you today by Gateway Building Systems. 60-plus years, three locations, five-star service. Gateway Building Systems has gained a hard-earned reputation as a design-build contractor, which means they have the experience, the quality, the reliability, the safety that is above all. They strive to take you further, whether it's commercial and farm-grade equipment, storage, or commercial buildings. They've got what you need. And they have grain bin storage in stock right now. And they've got some seasonal discounts there. Call 800-747-4499. 800-747-4499 or gatewaybuilding.com. Always encourage our listeners to support those that support us in this environment, in this culture that's so darn important. So if you've got a choice, you're looking for a steel building, say, hey, I want to hear Gateway Building on Scott's show. I'm going to go with them. Maybe I've done business with somebody else a long time. I'll tell them to advertise on What's On Your Mind on the radio stations. What's On Your Mind is on, and if they don't, I won't. And PetroServe USA, another one of those fine sponsors of ours. Today is Wednesday, where you get two fresh baked cookies. You buy two, you get one free. And a few days left in April, I was told there'd be no math. But we've got a couple of days left in April.
Got 9 days, yeah.
Yeah. We're in the back half of April.
Yes, we are.
So last chance at Pizza Corner Pizza's 2 for $11 or salted nut rolls 2 for $2. I think I'm up to about 6 salted nut rolls now.
I know, right? Look at Scott. He's not on the salted nut roll. Yeah. Buy a case.
Well, because they're on special. They're 2 for $2.
Hey, sharing.
And I'm at PetroServe USA a lot, you know?
There you go.
Tell them Scott sent you. Home cook and grab and go convenience, too, in the 4 for $4 deal all day, every day. PetroServe USA. Helping America fuel better. 26 before the top of the hour. I just have some open phone time, and I just want your notes here on what you're thinking about today. And there's a lot we could talk about Derek Chauvin and the reaction to it. You know, I wish we had a president that wouldn't rush to the camera every time something happens that they see as an aha moment where they can say, we have got a political win here, fellas. Ladies, this cop just shot a black guy. We got another one. Light it up. Let's go. Win some more voters over. I wish they'd go to the microphone and say something like this. We want law enforcement officers to follow their training, to follow their department guidelines, and obviously to follow the law, as 99.9% do. And we want anybody that interacts with law enforcement to do the same and to listen to the officer
every single one of these cases
could have been prevented
if you listen and comply.
Nobody would have died.
I don't care.
Nobody would have died.
Nobody.
Now, I happen to believe Joe Biden, Barack Obama, Kamala Harris, Nancy Pelosi, Mad Maxine Waters, what they have done actually is more detrimental to the black community,
absolutely,
to anyone really of color, by making them afraid. I'm going to be shot. I'm going to be shot. I'm going to be shot. Kevin, see if you can find the video of the woman in the vehicle. I've seen the YouTube video, but I'd love to play the audio for the audience today. And it is, I'm going to recreate it this way. She's pulled over. I don't even remember why. But she opens the door and immediately becomes hysterical. And she dials on her phone. And she's talking to somebody on the phone, on the speakerphone. Oh, my God, they're going to shoot me. She's flipping out, okay? Kind of like the lady who called the other day.
Yep.
Screaming at Fox News. It is, you can't even hardly understand it. She's talking to somebody on the phone. She's running around the car. This officer who's in some southern state is just kind of saying, ma'am,
yeah,
calm down.
Calm down.
Ma'am, put your phone down. Ma'am, can I just talk to you? He is being as polite as he can be. Okay?
Yep.
She doesn't listen to a thing he says. She's on the phone. She doesn't put the phone down. She doesn't calm down. She goes back in the car. An officer is trained to say, if someone that is not listening to me goes back into the car, I have no choice but to assume they're going to be reaching for a weapon. This officer pulled out a tase because she was reaching for something in the vehicle, okay? He then tased her. It didn't do a thing. It didn't do a thing. It didn't stop her. Caused her to scream some more and maybe drop the phone. But guess what she did? She got a gun. She pulled the gun out of the car and pointed it and shot the officer. And then she sped off. I believe they eventually caught her. I wish I remembered more about that, but this is just in the last month that I've seen this. At least I don't know if it was an incident that was, you know, some time ago or whatever.
I saw some. I can't find it anywhere. I've been actually looking. I heard about that too. I didn't see anything out of it.
I think I had it on my social media, so
yeah,
it might be better.
Okay.
But you know, the point is this. She listens to the officer, nothing happens.
No problem.
And that's why I wish, and I'll also say this about this woman. I don't know anything about her. Okay? I don't know if she had a brother that died at the hands of law enforcement. I don't know anything about her worldview. I don't know anything. But I know this. Her reaction was fueled by Barack Obama, Nancy Pelosi, Mad Maxine, Joe Biden, Kamala Harris. They are increasing the tension. They're not decreasing the tension. They are inflaming the situation, not turning the temperature down. That's flat wrong. That's criminal in and of itself. And it's one of the reasons that I believe if this is looked at through the eyes of justice, that jury will be overturned by a appeals court. And maybe there'll be another jury. And maybe it'll be somewhere else. But if you want a culprit in all of this, it goes back to Barack Obama. This is the America Barack Obama wanted. This is the America Barack Obama built in Chicago as a community organizer. This is a way of thinking that says America bad, other places good. That's why they flipped out when Donald Trump said, let's lead with America first here, folks. Anyway, we can talk about that. We can talk about Frank's speech. We can talk about anything. If you've not seen our content on Frank's speech yet because of the issues that Brandon mentioned of all the attacks they're taking, we do have it all up on our social media and at am1100theflag.com. Super producer Chris, Leah Backstrom, Matt Lane, our entire team, they're great at getting all this content up there. It's up there. What's on Your Mind has a Facebook page and a Twitter account. AM1100 The Flag does. K-Fire does. Todd, do you have the, forget what we talked about yesterday, sharing there. Do you have the General McInerney and Brent Sanford and what else am I thinking of? Oh, the Amazon guy I think we're talking about yesterday. The guy who said Amazon is corrupt. He sold his soap on Amazon. Gerald Brown's his name, body detailer. Incredible interview if you sell anything. Do you have that one on your Facebook page yet, Chris, or Todd?
I'll double check. I think so, okay. But let me double check on that.
Yeah. Dan in Bismarck is next on What's on Your Mind. Whatever's on your mind, lay it on me. Let's go. Hey, Dan.
Hey, Scott. How you doing today?
Excellent, sir. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I'm not real happy with what's going on, but, you know, I don't know what we're going to do except pray.
Be a happy warrior. Yes, exactly right. Pray and be a happy warrior. I love Charlie That's Kirk it. On Monday night talking about we can't fight back. What? What? Can I read a few things from the Bible here about standing up for what we believe and, you know,
Absolutely.
Evangelizing and what we're called to do to say, no, I believe and here's why I think you should believe and I'm not going to shove it down your face, but I'm going to be who I am. That's a battle, isn't it? Every day. So don't be all Brady cat. Be a happy warrior and be a joyful warrior. Pray and you'll get there. I'm with you, Dan, 100%.
So anyway, you know, I'm from Newsong, and we do have the church people all lined up. Mike Lindell will not be able to be there, but he sends his blessing. He's excited we're showing it, and it's coming up in May.
Newsong is a church in Bismarck, for folks that don't know. And Dan is, as he said, a member of Newsong and has been doing something that is really, really kind of risky. He said a movie called Church People should maybe be shown in a church. I don't know, Dan. Careful with that, because in the world we live in now, that's a little on the dangerous side. But I'm glad. Do you have a date in May when it will be shown?
Yes, it's Saturday, May 15th at 6 o'clock. There will be concessions starting at 5, and that's going to be done by our youth. So, yeah.
I'm going to do everything in my power to get there. May 15th, a Saturday in May, is a little tough. And we've got graduations in May. We've got one daughter graduating from high school, another graduating from college. And she just found out today, my daughter at Yale. I've told you guys the story, right,
Kev?
Todd? So the president of Yale has sent out approximately 55,000 emails, somewhere in that neighborhood. It might have been 53.5, telling us that they're making a decision on graduation and commencement, and they'll get back to us. In other words, they said nothing. and now they finally decided, and now they're changing the dates because they're trying to, you know, freak out parents to say, we don't want you to come, we don't want you to come. So it's student only, no parents, and they changed the date. Supposed to be Monday, now it's Saturday. Thankfully, we said, we're just going to buy tickets, and we'll make them changeable, and we'll go when it's happening, and we're going to be there. I'm thinking of getting a crane to go up and kind of spy on the ceremony from outside the campus. I don't know if that'd be real safe in New Haven, but I'm working on that. But now she just said, well, it's Saturday, and they're splitting our class up, so she's not with her buddies. So they are trying everything in their power to wreck it, but I'm just going to be happy that my daughter is graduating from Yale, and she can get out of that hellhole known as New Haven, Connecticut. That's what I'm happy about. Now, unfortunately, she's going to another hellhole, California.
Yeah, I was going to say, how's that a move up?
Menlo Park, California, to work with smart people at a investment firm
there. And to pay higher taxes?
It just means I need to pray. I just need to continue to pray. So we end where we began. Go see the movie May 15th, and I'll try to be there. Dan, can't promise it. God bless you. Glad you're doing it. David Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go!
Hello?
David, you're on the radio. Go.
Oh, sweet. So, anyway, you were just ranting about how all the problems here that we're having with the police and whatnot, you know, that's Barack Obama and Joe Biden and all of that. And you just completely glossed over, I guess, the fact that you had a former president who talked about, you know, when police officers put people in the car, they don't have to be so gentle. They can smash their heads into the roof of the car instead of putting their head on it, right? And they can beat people up in the gatherings that they have when they're having these rallies. And you don't think that contributes to the heat factor that's going on in the country?
Well, I don't think it does anywhere near today as much as Barack Obama from Ferguson, Missouri forward caused law enforcement officers to be assassinated point blank in Dallas and other places. And I don't think it does in the middle of a powder keg like this. But Donald Trump's not perfect. I'm not about to say he was perfect, but I don't think he's contributing to this at all. I think he fought against it, David.
Luke's back from Red Drilling. Find him at reddrilling.com. What's the perfect person?
Yeah.
What are you looking for? Somebody's already in construction, or what are you looking for in the way of skill sets?
I like training guys that have no experience. So I mean, that's willing to work hard and do some traveling.
They need to have a driver's license, and they need two thumbs.
And what kind of a pay range? What's your best employee? What is the high end potential?
The high end is 30, and a new guy with no experience, you know, 16. But CDL drivers at 22, so they're getting, when we're busy here, they're getting, you know, 50 to 70 hours a week, Monday through Saturday, Sunday off.
If somebody heard this today, Luke, and they say, I want to work for Luke, what should they do?
I'd give me a call on my direct cell phone number, 934-1134, and we can talk wages and when you want to start, and we got plenty of work out there.
It's the way to go. RedDrilling.com. Two D's in that. RedDrilling.com. Call Luke at 701-934-1134 right now. Thanks, Luke.
Thanks, Scott.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Is your driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete.
At Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we've got the solution. Polyjacking. Similar to mud jacking, polyjacking requires smaller holes and does not retain moisture, meaning less heaving and quicker dry time with longer lasting results. Polyjacking from Precision Concrete Cutters, the practical solution to concrete replacement. To learn more, go to pccnd.com.
Everyday special at PetroServe USA, especially in April. Pizza Corner Pizzas 2 for 11, Salted Nut Bowls 2 for $2, the Big 20-ounce Red Bulls 2 for $6, Giant Pistachio Bags 2 for $5, and all kinds of assorted North Dakota and Minnesota t-shirts for just $9.99. Don't forget the great weekly specials, too, like any fresh-baked muffin for 99 cents Mondays, or finding the personal pepperoni pizza with cheesy or garlic bread, $5.99. Look for the red, white, and blue at PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann, BuickGMC.com, and the Strip and Mandan Peace of Mind is what you get when you purchase a new or used vehicle from Schwann, Buick GMC, with their free lifetime powertrain warranty on most vehicles, Buicks, GMCs, and late model used cars at no additional cost. Worry-free driving now. Schwann, BuickGMC.com. Scott, I got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
How long do you get to play the it's Trump's fault cards?
Well, forever, just like George W. Bush. See, that's the media fueling that, and that's people that want to blame Trump for everything. So the answer is forever. That doesn't surprise me at all. And somebody just said, let the callers talk. Did the last two callers talk more than me? I think they did. And if you call, you get on. In fact, I started that last segment by saying, what's on your mind? And I got a million texts I haven't got to, and I'm waiting for more calls. And two calls called at the end of the segment, and we get to them as quick as we can. So that's why we have the Oasis Petroleum Be the Buffalo Hotline 24-7 for you. 855-200-1776. Anything on your mind? Nobody interrupts you. It's there, and we play them when they come. Oasis Petroleum, Be the Buffalo Hotline, 855-200-1776. The show's called What's on Your Mind? It means what's on Scott's mind. It means what's on our guest's mind. It means what's on your mind, okay? By the way, what's on my mind is next month we're going to have one of the greatest gatherings in the oil and gas industry that have happened in well over a year, and maybe ever, in North Dakota. It's the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference. Mike Pompeo is the keynote speaker. I'm going to sit down and do a fireside chat with Kelsey Warren of Energy Transfer, the developer of the Dakota Access Project. It's going to be fascinating. Want to see you there. Get it on your calendar early in May, and get your tickets today, because soon you won't be able to. Let's see here. Texture says, why is Governor Burgum proclaiming today Earth Day in North Dakota? Well, I don't know. I guess, is it Earth Day everywhere today, or is that... I don't know.
I don't know either.
Oh, tomorrow. Tomorrow's Earth Day. Okay, Thursday's Earth Day. So it's Earth Day in North Dakota, so I guess that's why he's doing it. That's great. I'd like it to be a Common Sense Day. 1323, that a majority of North Dakotans want to see passed relating to the mask mandates, that could pass. So let's make it Mask Freedom Day. Can we do that?
Oh, there you go.
When Governor Burgum signs it, and if you'd like him to, you need to call the governor's office today. Those decisions are being made as we speak. He only has a certain amount of time to sign them. So call 701-328-2200 and say, that's what I want. The other one is House Bill 1298, is it? It's the transgender issue, which is really sad right now. It really is, because I think people who have made decisions related to their plumbing, my term, their sexuality, their identity, to be more proper about it, are, I don't believe, people that should be dragged through, you know, this piece of legislation, that piece of legislation, and, you know, have all these things become very personal out there. But the LGBT community is to blame for that. They live in this space. They want to make everybody a victim. And therefore, when you say time for some common sense and some legislation to counter it, then everybody can say you hate us. No, we don't hate anybody. We just think girls should be in girl sports and boys should be in boy sports. Sorry. I know that's controversial, and I'm sure we'll get a lot of hate mail over that. Sign the bills, Governor.
How dare you say boys and girls?
Listen to the people of North Dakota.
Are we going to get to a point where we have a separate, you have boys sports, girls sports, and transgenders sports?
Yeah.
Listen to the people who elected you, and everything will be okay. Don't listen to chattering class woke liberals.
Yes.
Everything will be fine. 328-2200, call the governor's office today. Scott Herman is here. Scott's the president of Action Movers. And they have the lowest local move rate in North Dakota. All you got to do is use the promo code SCOTT, and you're going to get their lowest advertised rate in 20 years. Tell me more, Scott Herman. This sounds great.
Yeah, Scott, we're excited to announce this and roll this out. It's the most aggressive promotion that we've had, as you stated, in over 20 years. We have the lowest rate amongst any of our competitors. We cover the entire state of North Dakota, and so this is for our lowest local move rate, and that's going to be $99 per hour for two men in a truck.
What in the world? What a deal that is.
Sold.
No kidding. My back is saved.
Yes.
My back is saved, and all I got to do is skip one dinner, you know?
Done.
My gosh, that's incredible. What a deal. That's fantastic. And these are really good movers, too, right? I mean, these movers are professionally moving stuff all over the USA every day.
Yeah, one of the biggest things is to make sure your movers are background checked, and all of our employees with our company go through a stringent background check process. Part of that reason is we're affiliated with United Van Lines, and our biggest customer is also the military. We do a tremendous amount of business with them, and they hold us to the highest standards in this industry.
So lowest local move rate, best movers in the state, professionally trained, background checked, and also you need people, don't you? You're always looking for good folks to come to work for Action Movers.
We do. Our business is booming, Scott, and so we're hiring in all markets right now. So we have offices in Bismarck, Minot, and Fargo. We're hiring for movers, packers, drivers. That includes just regular drivers as well as Class A over-the-road drivers.
How do folks connect with one of those jobs and connect with the best local move rate in North Dakota, the lowest and best local move rate in North Dakota? How do we find out more?
You can either go to our website, which is aactionmovers.com, two A's in action, or you can call us at 701-566-5532, and you can also stop in any one of our offices, again, at Bismarck, Minot, and Fargo.
701-566-5532. I see Tom's already left the studio. He's on his way to Action Movers. He's in my aching back. They're right down the street from K-Fire on Roster there in Bismarck. They're also in Minot and Fargo. We're calling them at 566-5532, actionmovers.com. Thank you, Scott.
Thank you.
Drew Wrigley and a Menards whistleblower coming up. At Frank's
Beach. There's no terrain too tough for hyper turf equipment, and Swanson Equipment has it all. Slope mowers to keep you upright on steep inclines, turf backs to clear the yard and eliminate dust, landscape equipment to handle tough debris, and verticutters to maintain a healthy green lawn. Get the leading brand in turf equipment at any of your local Swanson locations. Gear up with hyper turf equipment available in Fargo, Minot, and Fergus Falls. Make your equipment Swanson strong.
Right here, right now. Is where life happens, where you do you, the dreams that grip you, for a life that moves you. At First International Bank and Trust, we're passionate about putting you and your family's needs first, so you can focus on what matters most. What are you living for? First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.